This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Holy Land. SubhanAllah, I know that Sheikh Yasser spoke about Masjid al-Aqsa last night, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate it and to allow us to pray in it while it is liberated. Allahumma ameen. But I wanted to actually draw your attention to this concept of a holy land, this concept of al-ard al-muqaddasa, because it's very unique when it comes to Palestine. How many of you have been to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara? When you go to Medina, Al-Qadi Iyad rahimahullah said of the blessing of Medina that there is not a single spot in Al-Madinah, no tree, except that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received revelation under it, or prayed under it, or remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prostrated under it. How blessed is that? It's the city of the Sahaba. You're walking in the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most blessed generation in the history of the world. So in Medina, every handspan, a Sahabi has set foot, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has set his foot there. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says about Al-Quds, Jerusalem. He says that there is not a single handspan except that a Prophet of Allah or an angel has stood there and prostrated or prayed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot step in a place in Jerusalem except that a Nabi of Allah, a Prophet of Allah, was once there. You cannot set your foot in a single place in Medina except that a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once there. Now I want you to think about this blessed land for a moment, inshallah ta'ala, through the chapters that we have just read. We read obviously Surah Al-Isra. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us the ascension of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the heavens from Al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawla, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, which we have blessed everything around it. The ascent of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from that place to the highest place. Then we get to Surah Al-Kahf. I want you to see how central Palestine is to everything that you just read. When did Musa alayhi salam meet Al-Khadr alayhi salam? Al-Khadr or Al-Khidr, more commonly actually pronounced Al-Khadr in Ahadith. When did he meet him? When did this incident take place, which we started with tonight, where he went out to Al-Khadr alayhi salam and had this lesson of the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this incredible lesson about how God decrees. Does anyone know when that happened, at what point in his life? It happened after Musa alayhi salam and his people were unable to enter into Jerusalem when they were in the wilderness. And that is actually one of the beautiful blessings of this, is that think if you are in the place of Musa alayhi salam, I am forbidden because of these people. I've been forbidden because of these people. And the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understanding and coming terms with the decree of Allah. The last years of Musa alayhi salam would be spent at the borders of Palestine. Subhanallah. The borders of the Holy Land because of the sins of his people. And Allah Azza wa Jal takes him on this journey to where he learns another layer of the Qadr of Allah, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَأَلَ مُوسَى رَبَّهُ أَنْ يُدْنِيَهُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ رَمْيَةً بِحَجَرٍ. It's one of the most painful ahadith actually when you read it, that Musa alayhi salam said, it's in Sahih Muslim. When Musa was dying, he said, Ya Allah, I know I can't get in there because this is an istibdal. There's a new generation that will be able to go in there. But let me be as close as a stone's throw from it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if I could show you his grave, تحت الكثيب الأحمر, under the red dune, where they now mark, and Allah knows best, Mount Nebo, where Musa ﷺ passes away outside of the Holy Land. So the end of Surah Al-Kahf is Palestine, is Musa ﷺ being given this lesson of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unable to enter into the Holy Land. And then comes Surat Maryam. Where does Surat Maryam start? It starts with Zakariya alayhi salam inside Masjid al-Aqsa, calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him a righteous generation. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي أَوْ خَفَّتُ الْمَوَالِي, both qira'at, that I don't see inheritors of this mission. فَهَبْ لِي مِن لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ, so grant me a successor that will continue this mission. So you have Zakariya alayhi salam now inside of Masjid al-Aqsa calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah blesses him with Yahya alayhi salam in that holy land. And then Maryam alayhi salam's pregnancy starts. And Maryam alayhi salam comes with her baby Isa alayhi salam. Where? Right in the courtyard of al-Aqsa. As Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah says, she walked holding. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. She went to her people holding Isa alayhi salam in the courtyard of al-Aqsa. And that scene where they circled around her and they started to point fingers at her and say all those nasty things about her, that's happening there in al-Aqsa. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبَدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And that discourse where Isa alayhi salam speaks for the first time, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. Do you know, dear brothers and sisters, on the Dome of the Rock? And yes, because some people like to get very smart and they say, that's not Masjid al-Aqsa. The Dome of the Rock is part of al-Aqsa. Al-Qubbat al-Sakhra is part of the area of al-Aqsa, by the way. It is all al-Aqsa. On that Dome of the Rock, the calligraphy that is there is from Surah Maryam. Can you imagine where Isa alayhi salam once spoke those words, and those words are plastered now on the Dome of the Rock, and Isa alayhi salam will one day return to this earth and go to that very same spot where he first spoke those words. And then Yahya alayhi salam is martyred, and Isa alayhi salam receives the news that he has been upgraded from a Nabi to a Rasul, from a prophet to a messenger as well, at the age of 30 years old, while sitting in Masjid al-Aqsa, because he now inherits the next phase of his da'wah. It's there in al-Aqsa as well. And then comes the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And guess what? When Ibrahim alayhi salam was expelled, where did he go? وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We granted refuge to Ibrahim alayhi salam and to Lut alayhi salam from their people, from their tyrants, and from, in the case of Lut alayhi salam, from his destroyed people. To what land were they granted refuge? It's there. Once again, it's back at that same place. Where did Ya'qub alayhi salam cry his eyes out waiting for Yusuf alayhi salam to return to him? That place. Where is Ibrahim alayhi salam buried? That place. It's all in that place. That is truly a holy land. And so much of the Quran is situated in that place. And the reason why I bring this up is because if you're reading this part of the Quran and you're seeing the attacks on Al-Aqsa and it is not moving something inside of you, there's a problem with all of the things that are happening right now in the geopolitics and this pathetic attempt at Abraham Accords and whatever they use the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam for, all of these actors in the region that are disenfranchising those people. As a Muslim, you don't accept that. This is Quran to you. This is Quran to you. You can't be reading the Quran and ignoring the place where all of these scenes of the Quran are happening and pretending it doesn't exist. So I'm saying it's an issue of Iman. It's an issue of faith for you to be connected to this place. And it's the one place that Allah Azza wa Jalla will refer to in this particular way. And the people are blessed, not because they're Palestinian. No. Because they're murabitun. Because they're holding it down, even when the ummah abandons them. Even when these state actors turn their backs on them. And the Prophet ﷺ says, ظاهرين على الحق. They stay on the truth. قاهرين لعدوهم. They are a thorn in the sides of their enemies. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. They are not deterred by those who betray them. Who are they? The people of Al-Quds, the people of Jerusalem, وَأَكْنَافِ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ, and the people surrounding them. Now I want to end with this, because you might say this, mashallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar, all right, we got to be connected now, right? Here's the problem with that. And I'm going to say this because I want to interrogate ourselves a little bit, and I know, mashallah, we have a lot of people that care about the Palestinian cause. Palestine will not be liberated on the hands of wicked people, nor will it come through the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not going to come through festivals or types of acts that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or on the hands of people that do not actually honor their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam, his people were prevented from it for that reason. Salah ad-Din and his people entered into it when they honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's covenant. Interrogate yourself. Let's interrogate ourselves. Yes, while we do everything we can, even boycotting the dates of the occupier, where is our righteousness? Where is our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I end with those words of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he called Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, and he said, Halumma ila al-ard al-muqaddasa. Come on and retire with me in Jerusalem. MashaAllah, they've spread Islam throughout the world. Abu Darda writes a letter to Salman from Jerusalem and says, come on over and retire with me in this land. And Salman radiallahu anhu says, Inna al-arda la tuqaddisu ahada. No, no, it's holy land. But the land doesn't make you holy. إِنَّمَا يُقَدِّسُ الْإِنسَانِ عَمَلُ. What makes you holy are your deeds. What makes me holy are my deeds, not the land. The land is holy. You're not holy by virtue of being in that land. You're holy by virtue of your deeds. And it is only people that are holy by virtue of their deeds that will enter into the holy land bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate Al-Aqsa in our lifetime and be with our brothers and sisters that are standing firm in the face of one of the most disgusting tyrants that we have ever seen in our lifetime. May Allah azza wa jalla allow us to see their liberation soon. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.